10th Perek of Hulin, 2nd Mishnah. Kol HaKotrim Shekodem Mum Kavua Lekdeshim. If you were Makdesh Abal Mum Beniftu, then you redeem it. So it doesn't have Kedusha because it was never worthy of being brought as a Korban. Therefore, Chayav Mibachayra. It's Chayav Mibachayra. If it gave birth afterwards, the offspring has a din of a bechor. Uvmatonis, if you shecht it, you have to give this Zerah L'chayim Akeva. Yotzim L'chul goes to the Ovid. Once you redeem it, you could shear it, and you could work with it. V'lod M'cholvon, Mutalach Abinyonim, after you redeem it, its offspring and milk is mutter. Asherif N'mechutz Potter, someone checks them outside the base of the mixer, is potter, because it's something that cannot be brought as a korban. V'lod M'cholvon, Tamura, because Tamura you could only make from an animal that has kedusha of a korban. Here it's not a korban. If the mum before you would makdish it, it's just like any other item that belongs to the base of mikdash. In mesu yiftu, even after that you can redeem it. Chut min abechor v'maisa, except bechor v'maisa, that even if it was born with a mum, still has a kedusha, and therefore it will have different dinim. Bechor shekodem hekdashim is mumam, any case where the hekdash came before the mum. So basically, there was a point of time that this is a regular kolb, and then only afterwards it got a mum. Therefore, even though it got a mum, some of the kedusha remains. Yeah. Had only a temporary mum before you makdish it. Afterwards, it got a full fledged mum. If a nifta was redeemed, this animal, after it had a mum kavua, the nifta was redeemed. So even though it was redeemed, once again we're talking about an animal that was hekdish and had got a mum and then it was redeemed. But since it was hekdish at one point in its life, even after redeemed, has a certain level of kedusha. The ptur min habechayra min hamatonis. If it has a child, there's no din bechayra. There's no din matnas zrei lekochayim vekeiva, because that's a partial din of kochim. And yotzim lechul ligozel liyavid. Even after you redeem it, you cannot shear its hair, its wool, and you cannot work with it. And vlod vecholbim also achav bejoinim. Also, its offspring and its milk are also even after you redeem it. The offspring is only talking about offspring that it was pregnant with before the pinyon, and then after the pinyon it was born. But if it became pregnant after the pinyon, then the vlad does not have kedusha. Someone shechts them outside the base of mikdash, is chayiv, but that's not by every mum, because it's a real, full-fledged mum. It's not really the base of mikdash, and therefore shechtem bechutz is potter. It says if it had some type of covering over its eye, cataract or something of the like, that's a minor mum, and for that type of mum it's still considered enough shaykh to the mizbeach that if you checked it outside of the base of mikdash, you'll be chayiv vaysim tamura. And also this is all before you redeem it, if you checked it outside of the base of mikdash, you're chayiv. And also, since it has a level of kedusha, before you redeem it, you can make a tamura to say another animal will have kedusha like this. The meisi you cover, if it died, you have to bury it because you cannot evaluate it. We do not redeem kochim to feed it to the dogs. So since this cannot be eaten, we will not be poided, we just bury it.